I'm Honest Rod, Rodney Broom, and you're listening to What's on Fight on the Trending Topics Network.
All right, fight fans, welcome to What's on Fight, the podcast that randomly reviews all the great wrestling, boxing, MMA, and other great shows you can find provided by the Fight TV app. But today we are doing another segment of Who's on Fight, and we have a great interview from another Rocky Mountain Pro superstar. You can't filter him out, and that's Filter. Filter, how are you doing this evening?
You can't filter me out, that's right. Nah, I'm doing all right, man. How about you?
I'm doing great. We're getting a little bit of rain in my area, so that's nice for the grass and lawns and all that good stuff like that. But other than that, I can't complain.
Nice. That rain sounds good. I wish we had a little bit down here. I like the rain, but it's still hot down here, man.
All right, so Filter, tell us a little bit about yourself, how you got started in professional wrestling, maybe kind of like what your like influences maybe growing up and how you got your eye on the world of professional wrestling.
Yeah, well, I just grew up, you know, from Colorado, grew up all around Colorado, but I've just been a wrestling fan pretty much my whole life. I can't even remember getting into it. It's just one of those things where it's always been around. I think my cousins were watching wrestling and stuff when before I was even born, you know. So it's always just been around ever since I've been a little guy. But my influence is pretty much, you know, the big guys, you know, Attitude Era stuff, you know, Austin and Rock and Undertaker and Kane and all that stuff, DX. But it's just something that I've always been, it's pretty much always been my plan to get into pro wrestling, you know.
Well, that's cool. So I would probably say maybe you kind of got that maybe Kane-esque, you know, moveset and everything. Would you agree?
Yeah, that's what a lot of people tell me. pretty much Undertaker and Kane type deal that I got going right now, which, hey, I can't hate on that. Those are two successful guys, you know.
Yeah, very successful, long, lengthy careers as well.
Yeah.
So what about, how did you get involved in Rocky Mountain Pro?
Actually, I kind of, the first thing I ever, interaction I ever had with them was at a live event over in Denver. It was a live event at the Pepsi Center, and there was a guy out in front just making a ruckus, you know, trying to sell some tickets and get people to come to the upcoming card. And that guy was actually Curtis Cole. So this was back in 2015. Yeah, I got a flyer and I was like, all right, you know, for sure. I was interested right away. But I started checking out their YouTube stuff, and I actually became a fan of the product a little bit before I ever even got in touch with Matt and got signed up with the school. But yeah, that's pretty much the first interaction I ever had with those guys was with Curtis Cole at that live event. I started looking their stuff up. I've been a fan ever since.
So Curtis basically kind of recruited you a little bit to get involved.
Yeah, kind of. Yeah, he was trying to sell tickets, and trying to sell tickets to the Milestone. It was a Milestone coming up at that time.
Yeah,
and also trying to get a little bit of people recruited. Like I was the one who approached him about the school, so. He was the one trying to tell me about the school a little bit, but
yeah. And you're one of the newest recruits to actually graduate per se from the school onto the TV program to charge. Is that correct?
Yeah, pretty much. Me and Tremaine actually. I think I started maybe a day, like 3 days before Tremaine started. So it's kind of cool having him there. So. Me and him, it's a real like a friendly competition type thing. You know, we really, really feed off of each other.
All right. Well, what was that like, knowing that you were graduating from the school and then you finally said, well, you're gonna actually now finally get into the ring and actually have matches and actually being on TV.
Whew, yeah, that was a big step. I'm not even gonna lie. I did a little bit of stuff in the first season of Charge that we put up. I just remember I was driving a training one day I got a message from Matt, and he told me that Vince had an idea for me. So right away, I was excited, and I showed up. And that's when they started telling me about the filter. So once they started telling me about that, I started stepping my game up, wanted to work harder, so I could just start being a character, and I could start actually wrestling.
Yeah. Well, and so I was going to ask you about that. What was that like when you got the call saying that you're going to be working with Vince actually on screen? And did you even know beforehand what the filter character or moniker was and what he has said, if anybody has ever listened to Vince, of what filter actually means? Did you have any clue, or were you told?
Yeah, well, I was like a big time independent fan and all this stuff, you know. I was one of those guys that was like, oh, you know, Vince Russo, blah blah blah, talking trash on him before I ever met him. Because once you actually meet the guy and you have conversations with him and he actually tells you why, you know, you actually get a good handle. You know, this actually, this stuff actually kind of makes sense when you have long conversations with him. But that was a trip, honestly. Yeah, I didn't know exactly what Matt was talking about when he said that they wanted to do something with me. But once I showed up and me and Vince had a conversation about it, I was in 100% right away. I actually thought it was kind of a funny deal, but now I'm a little stuck with it. When people don't know the whole history behind Vince and his writing and why people say he needed a filter, they're just like, oh, what does that even mean? Filter, blah, blah. It's like, oh, gotta kind of sit here and explain it. But I like the name. It's kind of getting some recognition now, at least around here in Colorado. So.
Right, right, yeah. So do you think, breaking kayfabe a little bit, Vince is not in person right now at Rocky Mountain Pro, but soon should be. So do you kind of miss being able to work with him on screen a little bit?
Yeah, oh, well, you know, he's still around. I'm still in contact with him, you know. If I have anything, any questions, or if he has anything he wants to run past me, he'll just give me a call, or I'll give him a call. You know, okay, yeah, but it's kind of cool having him around. Just, you know, you come up with an idea, and, you know, after working with him for literally a few minutes, you know, he'll put a little bit of input. Huddy will put a little bit of input, and Matt will put a little bit of input, and it's like, all right, well, I really got something going now. My idea, I'm really coming up with something now, just because these guys, all their positive input, you know. I kind of do miss having him around, but it won't be long, you know. He'll be back around.
Right, exactly. Well, yeah. Okay, so one of the things that we saw on the Charged episodes was, of course, the cliffhanger with Titus, Matt, and Vince being laid out, and we saw you checking on Vince. Now, do you have any ideas of who played this, who committed this act?
No, my guess is as good as yours, man, because I'm telling you, if I did, it would probably be a different story.
Right. So, well, so beyond that, what are you looking forward to right now with season 2 of Charged in Rocky Mountain Pro? Where are we going to see from the filter character?
I'm just looking forward to getting in there, actually showing some people what I'm made of. You know, I'm more than just a chokeslam. You know what I mean? I'm not just out there chokeslamming people. That's the only thing I could do. I'm looking forward to having some more ring time, having some more matches. Yeah. You know, showing people what I'm made of, pretty much.
And I just thought of one other thing I was going to ask you about, since you're one of the newest people from the academy that's been on TV, do some of the recruits that aren't quite there yet kind of pick your brain about, you know, ideas of, you know, how their training's going, you know, asking for feedback, things like that? I believe I understand that this, it's like a family environment at the Mercury Pro Wrestling Academy, where everybody helps each other, you know, asks questions of each other, provides feedback, things like that. Do a lot of new recruits like kind of look up to you as, well, he's one of the newest ones, and that's where I want to get? Do they approach you for that kind of stuff?
Yeah, they do. It really is like a family type situation. Like a lot of the new, because the way that we have it set up as the academy is, new recruits, right as soon as you come in, if you pass the trial, you get your white shirt, and that's where it all starts. That's the base, the white shirt. And a lot of these white shirts look up to guys like me and Tremaine and Curtis, just like we look up to guys like Anaya and guys like Royce Isaacs. You know, we want to get to their level, just like they want to get just to our level. And everybody's just constantly feeding off of each other. Everybody's just constantly just trying to get to that next step, you know, trying to push each other to the next level. That's for sure.
Right. Because if you guys all succeed individually, you guys all succeed collectively, I would guess, right?
Exactly.
Yeah,
exactly. Everybody's just trying to make each other better, which in turn makes Rocky Mountain Pro better, which makes the Mercury Pro Wrestling Academy better, which makes Colorado Wrestling better. It's just everything's going to be on the upside, you know, if everything works out right.
Right. So beyond Rocky Mountain Pro, you've gotten into some other promotions. Is that correct?
Yeah, I've worked.
What's that?
Quite
like?
A few promotions around here.
What's it like going to other promotions?
Yeah. It's definitely something different. It's like when I first started going off, I was a little nervous, you know. But now that I've been doing it for, you know, as long as I have now, which is, it's not very long, but every weekend, you know, there's some guys wrestling, you know, once or twice every month. I'm trying to wrestle at least twice, you know, three times every weekend. So just trying to get my name out there. There's a few companies I still haven't got out to here. I'm still trying to get out to, but you know, it's all about a timing thing, you know, just trying to get to where my schedule meets theirs, where they're doing shows that I'm not doing shows that weekend, you know, so we'll see what happens there.
Right. And so what do you see for yourself in the future when it comes to the aspects? Is that what you want to do? Is that you want to try to wrestle like, you know, two or three times every weekend, you know, even maybe sometimes during the week if there's, you know, a particular promotion that may be wrestling?
Yeah. It depends on timing. That's for sure. That's pretty much my goal, is just to try to get as much ring time, try to get as many matches as possible right now, and try to get to the next level, you know, the next step, and just keep moving on. I don't want to get stagnant and get stuck at a certain level. I definitely don't want to get comfortable at where I'm at any level until I can get to where, you know, just I don't have to worry about anything in wrestling. Wrestling is the only thing that I have to worry about. I don't have to worry about no shoot job, or have to worry about trying to get enough time to where I could train throughout the week. You know, wrestling will be all that I have to worry about. That's pretty much my only goal with this so far right now. Right. Trying to get to that level, you know?
Okay. And, I think I didn't get a chance to ask this yet, but so how long have you been training?
I actually started training. I think my first training session, I think it was August 27th of last year. That's when I first went into the academy.
Oh, so you're just about at the year mark here.
Yeah, I'm almost a year in, so it's kind of you know, my year is kind of different than a lot of people's years. Some people, they come in and they train once a week or so. You know, I'm usually in there about three times a week. When I first started, I was trying to get in there at least four times a week. You know, I'm definitely trying to get as much ring time as I possibly can. You know, that's what it's all about, trying to get in front of a crowd. That's the only way you can get better. But I'm only about a year in, but you know, I've wrestled a lot of guys who have been wrestling longer than a year, and it all translates, you know, like hard work pays off, that's for sure.
Right. Yeah, and I can probably echo that, because I see a lot of your peers talk about you, like Mario and Curtis and Royce, they all say, this guy is driven, this guy is amazing, this guy is good. So I can definitely see that. So how does that make you feel that your peers are saying great things about you?
It's pretty much, that's what I'm working for right now, is especially when guys like that shout me out. It's like, it makes you even hungrier, you know, it makes you want to dig even deeper and drive even harder, work even harder, you know?
So now transitioning, speaking about peers, now when it comes to your matches, who have been your favorite opponents to face off in matches, and maybe even some of your favorite, you know, people to like team up with, like in a tag team match. I mean, who do you like to work with? Who's been fun?
That's a great question. Yeah, that's a hard question, man. I'm telling you, just working with guys whenever I can get in there with a guy like Anaya, or get in there with a guy like Royce Isaacs, get in there with a guy like Hoodlum or Yaden, get in there with a guy like Mario. You know, it's tough every time. It's not like I'm going to get in there and come out and not feeling it, but it's not like I'm going to get in there and I'm not going to come out and not better. You know, getting there with a guy like that, you just learn something every single time, you know.
Right.
That's definitely one of the harder questions I've been asked, you know.
Okay, so a little bit easier, maybe kind of like a parallel question, your travels going to other promotions. Any kind of fun, maybe travel stories that you've had to like, maybe, because I know you've like wrestled in NWL and maybe even gone out to FSW. Is that correct?
Yeah, those are the only two out of state promotions I've been to so far. I've been in talks with a couple of promotions like out in Oklahoma, or Iowa, or Nebraska, and Texas. We just haven't really made anything happen yet. Just a couple of scheduling conflicts, you know.
Right. So, any kind of fun stories, or because I know you've, think you've gone to FSW with Mario,
yeah.
We're traveling buddies. Any kind of fun stories in Vegas with Mario?
Man, that FSW trip with Mario was a rough one because we had a show at Rack House. We had taped an Ignition at Rack House that night, and then me and Mario, we took off right after the Rack House show. We took off right up to the FSW show. You know, we drove all night. It was about an 11-hour drive. We get to Vegas. When being in a car with that guy for 11 hours is just something else. You know, he's something else to say the least. But we right as soon as we get to Vegas, we hit his buddy's boxing gym where he trains out, City Athletic Gym. City Boxing Gym out there in Vegas. For any Vegas people, man, it's a great place to train, that's for sure. They make you feel at home. Well, we get a good shoulder. He gets a good shoulder workout in. I get a good arm workout in. Man, we're pretty exhausted. You know, he slept a little bit in the car. I haven't slept yet. And we get to the FSW show. You know, we do the show. Man, right after the FSW show, no sleep. We come back to Colorado. You know, he gets a little bit of sleep in the car. I don't get no sleep in the car. I'm like, man, you know, 22 hours in the car, Mario Vander on no sleep. I'm ready to come back to Colorado. I'm almost ready to strangle him by the end, you know. But I love that guy. He's definitely a good guy.
Yeah, we've had him on the show before. He's great. He's very passionate about everything.
Oh, he sure is, yeah.
So
he's something else.
So since we are What's on Fight and we randomly review the shows on Fight TV, our question to everybody that comes on this show, besides your home promotion of Rocky Mountain Pro, do you watch and enjoy any of the other shows provided by the Fight TV app? What do you have your eye on? What do you check in on at least every once in a while?
Yeah, well, I do watch the Ring of Honor, of course. You know, they put on a damn good show. I watch the Championship Wrestling, you know, from Hollywood. That's a good show. Some of my peers wrestle out there. Some guys that I'm familiar with, you know, and I've had run-ins with. But other than that, you know, all my time really goes to training and wrestling, man. I don't watch nearly as much wrestling as I used to, which is a real bummer to me because I used to watch almost everything, you know, which is kind of impossible now just because there's so much out there. But, you know, all my time really goes to training and wrestling and lifting and all that good stuff now, you know.
Right. So, beyond that, do you have any dream opponents that you'd like to get in the ring with? Of any promotion or even in any of the local promotions you already wrestle for that you have? Your eye on?
So for the local promotions around here in Colorado, at least, one guy that I ever got that really surprises me that I haven't got to wrestle him yet, just because it seems like every show that I'm at, he's at, and we cross each other's paths literally all the time. But I want to get in there with Danger Dean. There's one guy I want to wrestle with. If it's at Rocky Mountain Pro or whether it's somewhere else, I really want to get in there with him and mix it up and, you know, test him and see what he's got, see how he holds up. another guy that he's a pretty new guy. Honestly, I want to get in there with Benjamin Cumberbatch. Are you familiar with him?
Yes, from mainly in Colorado, wrestles for New Era Colorado.
Yeah, for New Era. Yeah, that's a company I haven't got out to yet.
Oh,
but me and him actually, I've known him since I was like in the seventh grade. Me and him have known each other for a long time, and we just haven't had a chance to wrestle each other. You know, I think me and him could really put something together and really put on a show for the people.
That would be very interesting, because that's probably one of the few people that probably can stand eye to eye with you. I think you're probably a little taller than him, but not by much.
Yeah, a little bit. Me and him actually grew up because we grew up. He was one grade older than I was. Yeah. We grew up playing football together and wrestling together. So we wrestled each other, you know, countless times throughout the years. But we've never actually had a professional wrestling match. So I really think we can put on one hell of a show, you know.
Oh, that would be good. I would enjoy seeing that as well.
And as far as these other promotions, there's just so much great wrestling out there. It's insane right now, you know. There's so many guys that I can go off the name. I can go off for probably hours with guys that I think I could have a really good match with, just dream opponents. Actually, the one guy that just pops off into my mind right away is Jeff Cobb. You know, he's awesome. He's every time I see him, I'm pretty impressed by some of the stuff he's doing, you know.
All right.
Well, I think Jeff Cobb, another guy is Keith Lee, actually, you know. Keith Lee, he's another guy that just came into my mind right now. Those two guys really impressed me. So.
Oh, that would be cool.
Yeah.
All right. Well, you know, I don't think I really have any other questions for you right at this moment. But what I'd like you to do is I'd like you to tell all of our listeners, you know, where they can find you if they want to check you out locally, or any other promotions that you may be wrestling in, maybe follow you on social media and all that kind of good stuff. So tell the listeners all about that.
For sure. Right now, my only social account is Instagram, AO_filter. That's pretty much my only social media account right now. I don't have Twitter or anything like that. My Facebook is kind of just a personal page, you know. If you any people around here in Colorado, you can catch me wrestling at Colorado Springs Wrestling. You know, Rocky Mountain Pro, of course. That's my home promotion. That's a promotion that I won't miss any Rocky Mountain Pro shows. That's my home.
Right.
So you can see me at Lucha Libre and Laughs, Primos Pro Wrestling, IWC Denver. Pretty much, if there's a wrestling show down here in Colorado, you might be able to. It's a good chance I'm going to be on it. I'm really trying to get out to New Era Wrestling, Future Stars of Wrestling. I'm trying to get back out there. If you're in Vegas, they always put on one hell of a show. Any Vegas people out in Kansas City, NWLKC, that's one of my favorite shows to be on. Those guys put on one hell of a card every single time I'm out there. They're on KC38, the spot. Any Missouri people who get the channel, tune in, because you guys will not be disappointed.
Right. Okay. Well, thank you very much for giving us that. And Filter, thank you very much for your time. And we would love to have you back on the show in the near future.
Oh, thank you guys very much. I enjoyed the interview. Sounds good.
All right. Well, you have a good evening, and we'll talk at you soon. There you have it. Once again, thank you to Filter for coming on the show for our Who's On Fight segment for What's On Fight. And I would just like to tell you guys all that we appreciate you guys listening. And if you want to listen to other great podcasts on the brand new Trending Topics Network, you can listen to other great shows such as Lou Chat, the European Uppercut podcast, that podcast that talks all about pro wrestling. We have the Spanish Announce Table, the podcast that previously has slammed your brain through a week's worth of wrestling knowledge. And then we also have Wrestling Cheers, Hanging with Heavy, NFL Easy Picks, CFL Easy Picks, Legends on Siren FM. We have the Eurovision Showcase, the Tuts Experience. We have STFU. We have Odds On. We have Select a Cart and Squabble Box or Cast. And we also have WrestleCast Live, which is on sabbatical, returning in the late summer, early fall, hopefully, and so much more. So that's all I would say I have to fight about this week, with Finn being on assignment. So until next time, fight on.
Ready to dance, I gotta fight, fight. You better watch out with my address.